Here on the Tiger Sports Network with head coach of the women's soccer program at Wittenberg University, Norm Riker, joining us to preview the 2010 season for his Tigers. Coming off a campaign last year in which Wittenberg won their fourth consecutive North Coast Athletic Conference tournament title, won 12-5-5, and made it, of course, to the NCAA Division III tournament for the fourth time in as many years. First of all, Coach, thanks for joining us as we get set for the 2010 season. It seems like just yesterday you guys were heading up to Calvin to take on the Knights in the NCAA tournament, and here we are getting set for the 2010 regular season already.
That's right, Ben. First, thanks for having me. And yeah, it comes at you quickly, and already we're back in a new year, but we're really excited about where we left off last year and where we're started at this year.
This is a team that returns a quintet of all-conference performers from a year ago, including the defensive player of the year and Maggie Amarello, one of five seniors on this team. And I guess that's where we'll begin our conversation. This is a group that has never failed to win a North Coast Athletic Conference tournament championship, and I have to imagine that their goal this year is to do no less.
We have high goals for our program, but at the same time, we also know that it's day in and day out, that work, the practices, and then the focus just to take it one game at a time. If we do that, we'll end up in the right spot.
Those five seniors will be led by Maggie Amarello. You've got a couple of others who will be in the starting lineup as well. Talk a little bit about that group, because obviously if they've stuck it out for four seasons, they have to have enjoyed the program and obviously have found some significant success here as well.
Well, one, I always talk about surrounding myself with great people, and the five seniors that we have all been committed from day one in their freshman year. They came into a program that had really established itself with the 08ers, and they found a way to find success with that group and then be able to take this team forward on their own. And now this is their team, and again, they've known nothing less than winning conference championships and having successful seasons. And for their senior years, I mean, they all five are really putting their best foot forward to make sure that the same thing happens.
Kaylin Roble is going to be one of those players who will see a significant amount of playing time up top. Who else are we going to look to see amongst those seniors, and where do you expect each of them to find their roles, whether vocally or out on the field, to help lead this team this year?
Well, all five will be in the starting lineup as I see it right now. You know, Kaylin, again, brings a competitive edge, but also a lot of speed up top, and she'll be on that right side. And then you bring Captain Mo Buckley into the anchor spot in the midfield. And then you have three of our returning starters in the back. Kelly Foley, our captain, is left back. We have Aaron McLeish as a center back, along with Maggie Amarello as another center back.
That's the five seniors. You bring in four new faces heading into the 2010 season. Talk a little bit about what they're getting themselves into as far as this program and really what got them here in the first place, because obviously they're looking to make an immediate impact as well.
Well, we talked about wanting to bring in a class that was going to be compatible with the team that was returning, and we had a great group of women returning. We feel really confident about that returning group, and we wanted to make sure that our freshmen understood that and understood the challenges ahead of them, and that we needed them to be able to step right in with this group and perform right away. And the four freshmen that have come in have done a great job and have certainly doing that, and have made inroads quickly into the program and are getting some good experience and some good time.
Talking with Norm Riker, the head coach of the Wittenberg women's soccer team here on the Tiger Sports Network. Beginning on the offensive side of things, Coach, eight goals last year for Cheryl Chambers. She was an all-region player, an all-conference player as well. Five goals for then-freshman Kaylee Strebel. Talk a little bit about those two players and where else you're expecting to see some goal production this year, because it's a team that doesn't necessarily score a lot because it can lean so much on its defense, but at the same time, those two players sure know how to put the ball in the back of the net.
They do. First, you know, going on Cheryl and the year that she had last year, I believe she had five game-winning goals, and just an incredible timing of her scoring some amazing goals. And so, obviously, you know, it's hard to continue, but she's come in ready to go, and we see signs of the same type of performance that she had last year. And, you know, when scoring goals is pressure, you know, you need to be able to kind of have that confidence, but also this attitude that it doesn't matter how many mistakes I made, I'm gonna keep shooting. And Cheryl comes at you with that. She can strike a great ball, and she can strike it at full speed, and that gets her a lot of chances and creates a lot of havoc in front of the goal for us. So we're hoping that we just keep, you know, finding ways to create chances. If we create chances, we're going to score goals. And we have some women out there that want to just, you know, find a way to get the ball in the back of the net, no matter what it takes. And our hope is that we've ironed out a few little kinks in our system to know what to expect in the attacking third. And I think that will lead to more goals.
One of the best freshmen in the conference last year was Kaylee Strebel. What's the biggest difference you've noticed between her as a freshman and her as a sophomore playing here at the collegiate level?
You know, Kaylee takes immense pride in being as fit as possible. She works extremely hard in the weight room and off season, and is typically always our fittest player. And this year is right in par with that. You know, she comes in, she's very powerful and strong. She's got a knack for holding the ball up and for dribbling. And she's just a very, very, very good athlete. So she just has a way of just kind of imposing her will on teams. And now I think with the year of experience under her belt at the college level, I think we're going to see even bigger and better things out of her.
In the midfield, you mentioned the fact that Maureen Buckley, who's been a starter now in this program for a few years, is going to be the anchor of that midfield. You're going to have a couple of other players who have seen significant time in the midfield joining her there. Talk a little bit about this part of your team and then what you expect your midfield to be able to do, because you like to keep possession of the ball, don't you?
We do, you know, and starting with Mo, you know, there's not a woman that kind of sells out more than Mo does. She plays hurt all the time. She's always, you know, making sure that she's doing everything she can to be fit and help this team get better. And we all know whenever Mo's on the field, she's going to just sell out and win a ball at any cost and defend like mad and do her best to get the ball forward for us. So right away, we just have a player that we kind of feed off of. But then you get some players in there like a Leslie Oliver, an Allie Kiefer, an Amy Cook, who are good on the ball and can make good decisions with it. You know, that helps us kind of generate our possession.
And then the back line, as we talk with Norm Riker, the head coach of the women's soccer team, who kick off their season on September 1st against Mount St. Joseph at Edwards Mauer Field. That'll be a 7:30 start. It would be difficult to say anything other than the fact that it's been the strength of this program over the course of your seasons here at Wittenberg, and for good reason. You have a returning All-American in Maggie Amaro, third-teamer from last year. She'll be at the center anchor position. She's also very good on set pieces on the attacking side as well. And then in goal, you've got Melissa Gardner returning. It's just a sophomore, but was a starter all of last year. Talk about that back five, because it's as good as any five, maybe, in the country.
I would agree. And, you know, when you talk about the back five, there's three or four other women in there that could easily be inserted into that back four and in the goalkeeping spot. You know, so we have a lot of depth there, a lot of talent, and it's really, really exciting. You know, we talk about, you know, building our attack with our backs. We have some dynamic players. We like to get forward, and we like to have those players get involved in our attack. So we think that good defense leads to good offense, and that our defenders are really our first attackers and create a lot of pressure for teams. And it's fun to watch the group, you know, and joining Mel in the back, and the goal is also Cassie Lith-Johan, and she's transferred in the winter and just has done a great job for us. So arguably, we might have the two best keepers in the Great Lakes. And so we're in a fortunate position there, and we have a ton of depth in the back. On the outside and in the center backs. So we're really fortunate and really looking forward to our season.
You have one word to describe this back line, and I guess I could probably name it if you've watched a Wittenberg soccer game over the course of the last years with you here at the helm. Steady would be a tremendous word to use for that back four and then your goalkeeping as well. It has to be something that you as a coach can only do so much to teach when you've got people who are back there who you just have an ultimate level of confidence in, that they're going to do their job, they're not going to miss their assignments, and they're going to make sure that ball stays out of your own net.
I have a ton of confidence in the players, and we really try to coach that way. And we want to make sure that our players are confident going forward, have the confidence to be in, to take risks and put balls in dangerous spots. But where that starts, you know, going back to the back line, is the word I would use is our organization. We're just an organized group. We spend a lot of time in our system of play and teaching our system of play to the players. And in this case, kind of, you know, going over it, you know, again and again, and just revisiting things that we do. But we have some things that we do, I think, that really help us stay organized. And from that, we win a lot of balls where we have balls at our feet a lot because we've taken them away from teams, and now we're able to attack out of that. And it just, that organization is, I think, the key to what we do and why we're successful in the back.
Mentioned the fact that Kelly Foley was an all-conference player from a year ago. She's one of the seniors on that back line. She's also done a fantastic job for you guys in the classroom, was an All-American last year academically, and this is a team that perennially has a tremendous team GPA. Talk a little bit about what that means to you as a head coach and how big of an honor it is, not only to have an individual, but obviously it just seems like team awards come in year after year for this entire program.
I go back to a statement I made before, and if you create your program and base it on surrounding yourself with great people, great things happen for you and for your program. You know, I've known Kelly since her junior year, actually before her junior year of high school. I coached her team at a team camp, and I recruited her obviously for her soccer ability, but I recruited her for a character first and foremost. When you watched her play, when you watched her as a teammate and as a leader for her high school team, I just immediately said, this is someone we need in our program to be successful. So the character, the leadership, the commitment, the dedication, the attention to detail that Kelly brings to our program is why we're successful. It's why she's successful in the classroom. And, you know, I am immensely proud. And the other players follow suit. It's a great, you know, you lead by example, and Kelly certainly does that. And the players know how important our academics are to us, and that's why we're here. And it's really why we're here. And they take a great, you know, a lot of pride in being the best students they can be. And they also have, you know, I'll give a ton of credit to the class that just graduated, the 2010 class. They had the highest team GPA we've ever had. I think it was a 3.65 team GPA from those five seniors that just left. So again, we're having women come in that really know what it takes to be the best they can be in the classroom.
As for out on the field, it'll all get started here on September 1st when you take on Mount St. Joseph. That kicks off really a who's who of the Great Lakes region on your schedule. You've got Wilmington as well as Ohio Northern, and now the newly named University of Mount Union on the schedule, Carnegie Mellon Capital, some of the OAC powerhouses on that schedule as well. Before we talk about the NCAC this year, talk a little bit about that non-conference schedule, which will now include the Earlham Quakers.
That's right, and we always talk about you have to prepare yourself for conference. So we go out and we look for some of the best competition we can find. And fortunate for us, you know, we don't have to go very far. You know, we can go right down the road to Mount St. Joe or to Wilmington, or go up the road to Ohio Northern, or go into Columbus and play a Capital. And Earlham, obviously, coming now into the September part of our schedule in the non-conference, you know, is again another powerhouse in the Great Lakes that really, really can, you know, create some trouble for us and makes our schedule very difficult. You know, we're also playing out in Pittsburgh and play Carnegie Mellon, which has always done well in the region. And we just go out and we want to find the best teams to prepare ourselves for our conference. Our conference is brutal, and you need to be, you know, ready to go for our conference play. So we make sure we play the toughest teams we can. We go find those teams, and we make sure they're on the schedule year in and year out, and it really helps us be successful for conference play.
Norm Riker, head coach of the women's soccer team here on the Tiger Sports Network. It's a conference schedule that'll get kicked off on October 2nd when Ohio Wesleyan, Bob Barnes and company come to town to take you guys on. It's a 7-game conference schedule with Earlham departing, which means there is little room for error when it comes to the league schedule. Denison, of course, expected to be a power as well, but no team you can take lightly on that schedule.
No, we learned that last year. You know, arguably we beat, in our first two conference games last year, we beat the two top teams, or arguably the two top teams in our conference, and had 6 points where we'd never had 6 points before, and then turned around and lost to teams that we had always gotten points from, or at least in the last few years. And next thing you know, we were in a battle all through October. We were able to qualify with a tie at home against Denison to know that we were in a postseason, but we could have been anywhere from fourth, third, or second, and we ended up being second because of the way that the weekend ended for us, and we were able to host our semifinal and then ended up hosting our conference final. And you just never know how it's going to play out. And every game in our conference is brutal. Any team can beat anybody on any given day. We know that. And we're fortunate to be in such a conference with great coaches, great teams, and great universities. And we're able to, you know, right now to be able to win 4 conference championships in a row. We feel very, very fortunate.
Before we let you go, Coach, it's not a one-man show. It's never been a one-man show here with your coaching staff. You add a new face to the program. Talk a little bit about her and what you expect and what you've already seen from her so far this fall.
Mary Beth Young, MB. I think the best way to describe MB, firecracker. She is coming out there, and she is coaching that team up, and it's a new voice. And the women have really responded. It's been great for me. She's come in here with a depth of knowledge. She's played at Wright State Division I, has coached club in Dayton for 5 or 6 years, as well as high school. She has her own view of the game, her own opinion, and is not afraid to speak up and tell the women what they need to do to get better and also share her thoughts with me. So it's a real great, you know, advantage to our program and to the team this year. I've been very fortunate to have great assistant coaches all the way along the line. And but MB comes in, you know, to this group, and I think it's a great addition to what kind of I think what our team needed for this season. And we're real fortunate to have her.
Well, Coach, we look forward to getting the season rolling. All of your home matches will be brought to you here on the Tiger Sports Network, so you can tune in all season long to catch the Tigers. And we're hoping to see maybe another North Coast Athletic Conference championship.
That's the plan, Ben. We're going to work every day to make sure we get there and do our best to achieve our goals. We've got some lofty goals, but they're all very obtainable and all very realistic for us. And we got a great group of women that want to come out and compete every day. And we feel that by bringing that group together, it's you know, we feel like, you know, we want to get a fifth trophy on the shelf, and we think we're right there to do it. So thank you for your time.
All right, that is Head Coach Norm Riker joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network, previewing the 2010 season for his women's soccer team.